International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most grateful host. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from magnificent Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? I'm so grateful that you've joined me from all over the world during this holiday season. And if you are listening, and as you are listening, I want you to remember that in fact that this is a purposeful intention of God for you to be listening to this recording so that you can receive, so that the Spirit can download the wisdom, the knowledge, and the revelation that you've been praying about or that you've been desiring. Well, how are you doing? Happy holidays. We are just a couple of days before Christmas, and I know I have a lot of Jewish listeners. You know, Happy Hanukkah, and a lot of people celebrate Kwanzaa. And so whatever your belief might be, I just want you to enjoy and celebrate. This is a time of celebration, this wonderful holiday season. Well, it is a semi-sunny and cloudy day here in Atlanta, and it's about probably 50 degrees, and boy, I tell you, the Christmas spirit is really high here in Atlanta. I have been enjoying myself. Let's see, what have I been doing? I have been going to some holiday festivities. I've really been enjoying my friends and family, and just really thankful for my life and thankful for all of you. You know, I've been doing this show for 6 years, and so all of you all over the world, you're my global family, and I know that I have many of you in Asia, a lot of listeners in Australia, the UK, and even though we are miles apart, I consider you still to be my family, and so I have a great show in store for you today. Today I'm going to have Derek Rydell, and he's going to be talking about the law of emergence, how everything is already on the inside of you just waiting to emerge. But I'm going to be doing just a little mini teaching at the very beginning of the broadcast, and then next week, which is the last week of the year, I'm going to be talking to you about how you can begin to focus in on and set new intentions, not New Year's resolutions, but I'm going to call it New Year's transformations, and from that place, you will be able to set some powerful goals, okay? So got a great show in store for you. Get a cup of coffee. As a matter of fact, I have my coffee sitting right here, and it's really, really tasty. All right. I have some great guests coming up during the new year. I have Mr. George Frazier. He and Les Brown have written a new book, so I'm going to be interviewing him. I might be interviewing them, but I know I'm interviewing him. And so excited about that. I have some more powerful guests. And you know, while I'm thinking about it, I just want to be grateful and thankful for all of my guests. You know, I call these people sometimes out of nowhere, and they lovingly come on to share with you, you know, life-changing information. And one thing that I am going to be sharing with you next week will be some of the most powerful revelations or quotes or insight or knowledge that was shared this year by some powerful people. So just really grateful for all of my guests to come on week after week after week. And let's see, let me talk about my products a little bit. Of course, you know, you can go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And I know so many of you have purchased my coaching products. As I said, I think last week, my coaching prices will change effective January the 1st. But whatever packages you buy in 2014, I will allow you to spread those coaching sessions out over into 2015. So you have about maybe less than 10 days to go online, purchase your coaching packages. And I'm telling people now, if you purchase your package now, I will not be able to coach with you until the beginning of the year, but those are your sessions. So would love to work with you. I think I've received about 5 new clients this week and really excited about working with them. And plus, I have my MP3 affirmations on prosperity, on success, on attracting love, my new ebook that I released this year on attracting genuine love, etc. So once again, you can go to my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, before Derek comes, I just have a couple of things that I want to share with all of you. I just feel led by the Spirit to share this. You know, it is the holiday season, and there are so many feelings that come up. I mean, it's the end of the year. And many of you might not be what you consider to be in a happy place or in a place that you desired. Maybe at the beginning of the year you said 2014 is going to be my year, and there have been many challenges and many problems that have existed in your life. And I know in my life personally in 2014 there have been many challenges and many problems, you know, that I had to overcome, you know, by the power of the Spirit. But one of the main things I want to talk to you about is the holiday. You know, the holiday has given us a reflection of, you know, your life. You have to be happy, you have to be in love, you have to have family, you have to have plenty of money. When you look at all the wonderful Christmas shows, you see that. And when you look at that and that's not what exists in your life, then you tend to say or think or feel, well, my goodness, I'm not happy. Somebody said to me the other day, they said, you know, I don't enjoy the holidays and I'll just be glad when the holidays are over. And I said to that person, why don't you enjoy the holidays? And I said, enjoy means you're not in joy. And I said, I certainly am not in love with all of the commercial aspects of the holidays. And I asked the person, I said, so really you're not in joy? And to the other person, they said, I just want these holidays to be over. And I asked them why. And so I want you to be present during the holidays and to focus in on, you know, what you do have. Just this week, I had a friend of mine, she fell, and she had to go to the hospital. And I know what that's like. And she didn't know if her ankle was broken or if she had a broken bone or if she just had a strained ankle. And come to find out that it was not broken. And so she was so grateful. And she said she realized how much she had taken just the ability to walk every day for granted. And I want to ask you, what in your life during the holidays are you taking for granted because you're not focusing in on it? And I want to say to you that, wow, I know many of you are really in tough places. I'm not trying to in any way diminish that. But I want to say to you that you have the power to choose moment by moment how you're going to respond to your current circumstances. I know in my life personally, there was a time at the end of every year, I was very sad. I would always say, well, you know, I thought I would be further along in my life than where I am. And maybe some of you are thinking that, and maybe I'm reading your mind. But why not shift and think on, okay, I thought I was going to be at another place, but I'm grateful for where I am, and I'm going to elaborate on that. And I'm going to say to you that no matter what's going on in your past that is very, 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 very difficult, I want to say to you that this too shall pass. No storm lasts forever. If you've ever been in, just a terrible storm, and the weather forecaster says, this is going to last all day, but eventually every storm dissipates. And I'm just going to say that if you are in the middle of a difficult place, factor in God, factor in that you are surrounded by a loving, a supportive, a assisting God. And many of you might have what I call a orphan spirit, which means, and I had that for years, which mean I always felt alone, I always felt disconnected. And I tell people, even though you may not feel or see God or spirit, you are never separate from God, because how can you be separate from who you are one with? And so that's just for your thinking during the holidays. So what can you do to shift and change your holidays? The first thing you can do is make a decision. I am going to have a great holiday. I am going to focus in on the good things. Maybe you have to go to dinner at your in-laws, and maybe you're not in love with some of your family members, but you go there and you focus on the love that is there. You go there and you focus in on the wonderful meal that you are having. I was telling someone, many of the people who are in some of these war-torn countries are living in tents because they are a refugee. And that's why I thank God I have a big, beautiful home. Thank you for what I have. And so you have the power, you have the choice, you have the ability to do what I call being present in the now and being grateful for what you do have. Do you have a Christmas tree? Or maybe you don't believe in that, but just focus in on what you do have in your life. And as I said a couple of weeks ago, one way to do that, before I get to that sentence, let me say this, because we know that what you focus in on gets bigger. It expands. So when you're focusing in on what you don't have, more of that is added to you. The Bible says, "He who has, more shall be given to him." And for years, that just, what does that mean? Why would God give to more who has? Seemingly, it would look like God would give to the person who does not have. But the principle there is, the more you're grateful, the more you're thankful, the more you focus in on the good, the more that comes to you. So he who has, more will be given. And so he who has negativity, "Well, I just hate this time of the year. I don't have any money. I don't have this." Guess what? More would be given to you. All right. So how can you choose, and how can you focus on the good that's in your life during the holidays? I think I said a couple of weeks ago, writing down is a form of prayer. So what have you accomplished this year in your professional life? Write that down. Maybe you got a promotion. Maybe you received a $5,000 increase. Maybe you enrolled in school. Maybe you are almost finished with your degree. Write that down so that you can look at that. I know in my own life, I wrote down that I released my ebook, that I developed a new website, that I almost read a book every other week. Can you see that? So that really shows you what you have accomplished, because remember that principle, he or she who has, more would be given to them. So when you focus in on that area, and next week we are going to talk about intentions, more would be given to you. What about in your physical body? This year, we're talking about the power of focus. What did you accomplish? Maybe you're drinking more water. Maybe you started to walk. You're not perfect. We're not looking for perfection here. Maybe you did like I did, you cut out sugar. So does that mean that I don't ever eat sugar? No, it does not. I may have a piece of cake during the holidays, but I have drastically, with the help of God and the grace of God assisting me, eliminated and chose to release sugar in my life because it no longer serves me. So write that down. Okay, what about your family? Are your children healthy? Did your children make the honor roll? Maybe you have a teenage child that used to be rebellious, but now they've come into their right mind. Somebody said, you know, when you're a teenager, you lose your mind. So maybe they're in their right mind again. Maybe you're in one room cooking and you hear your children laughing. So that's an example of writing down in your family. Maybe you feel closer to your husband or your wife. Write that down and take a look at that. Financially, what has happened? Have you received extra money? Have you saved more money? Have you invested money? Look at those accomplishments educationally, even recreationally. I realize in my life I went to Palm Springs. And then I realized I normally take two or three other trips, but I didn't do that. So that means that next year, that shows me where my intention and attention needs to be. And so when you write all of this down, it really shows you how blessed you are. No matter what has been going on in your life, you're truly blessed. It's not enough just to think about. You need to write it down or type it up on your iPad, and you will be in awe. You will be wowed of how rich and abundant your life is. And when you begin to focus in on that instead of what you don't have, guess what? More will be given to you. So does everybody understand that? So I want you to stop this recording right now. I see you. And write it down. And then when you finish, just give gratitude to God, to the divine, to the universe for how great and abundant your life is. And I want you to do that all during the holidays. Being grateful and being thankful for what you do have in your life. All right, so we're going to go to these quick commercials and then I'm going to be right back with Derek Rydell.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Hi there, Jules here. I want to make sure you know about our incredible new online magazine called The Science Behind the Law of Attraction. You can view it on your iPad, tablet, or even your computer, which means you can read it before you go to sleep every night or whenever you need to take a break. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net and purchase your copy today for only $3.99. You can even purchase past issues. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net. I know you are going to love it.
Well, I'm back, and I hope that you enjoyed those wonderful commercials and really excited about my very special guest today. My very special guest is Mr. Derek Rydell. He is part of the new generation of spiritual visionaries and thought leaders. He's the author of Emergence, 7 Steps for Radical Life Change by Simon & Schuster, and the world's number one expert, and I can say that, on the revolutionary law of emergence. He has trained top executives at Fortune 500 companies from American Express to Disney in empowered leadership and communications. He's coached celebrities and media professionals, including Oscar and Emmy winners, on creating conscious entertainment. He regularly writes for the Huffington Post and has touched hundreds of thousands around the planet with his message on finding your path, living your purpose, and making a powerful impact. In his weekly Best Year of Your Life podcast on iTunes, he reveals cutting-edge spiritual principles and success strategies to achieve financial freedom and abundance, master productivity and creativity, and gain true wealth and happiness. And folks, that's what it's all about. So Derek Rydell, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Oh, it's such an honor and a pleasure to be back. You know, this is like a homecoming for me. I believe you were the very first person to interview me about the law of emergence and the whole emergence paradigm of life a few years ago, and so much has certainly changed and grown since then, but it's such a pleasure to be back with you.
Well, Derek, I have so many questions for you, and we're just going to go ahead and just really get into your book. And, you know, I just want to thank you because you were the first person who taught me or who shared with me about how you said, Constance, there's no such thing as self-improvement, and you certainly open up my spirit and my consciousness to the end of self-improvement, and you introduced me to Joel S. Goldsmith, which has radically changed my life over the last 2 years. I just want to say thank you for that publicly.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Yes, it was my experience. You know, as I tell my story, I was like so many people, struggling for years, trying to heal and improve and fix myself and get over my bad childhood and all the things to improve myself. And I, you know, after a decade of therapy of self-improvement, the only thing I had improved was my ability to describe why I was still so messed up. And I greatly improved in my ability to describe why my life wasn't working, but my life was still not working. And in fact, it was getting worse and worse the more I tried to improve myself. And I almost died. It ultimately drove me into becoming addicted to drugs and alcohol, and I almost died of an overdose. And then I almost died drowning one final time. And that cracked me open. I had a deep spiritual experience where I could see that the self that I'd been trying to improve all those years was a fictional self. It didn't really exist. It was a concept. It was a mental construct, and it didn't really exist. And it was egoic structure, but that there was a real self within me, that there was this self that was already perfect, whole, and complete. You know, it had never been damaged or diminished by circumstance, so it didn't need to be healed. And it was already a masterpiece, a divinely designed masterpiece, and so it couldn't be improved upon. And I began to realize that self-improvement is an oxymoron, because when you understand the real nature of ourselves, you realize that it's impossible to improve upon it. And that was really the beginning for me of what I called emergence. And I could see that just as the acorn already contains the oak tree, and the acorn doesn't have to go out and fix or change or achieve an oak, and it doesn't have to improve itself into an oak, that when the acorn surrenders to the soil and the conditions in the soil match that perfect pattern within the acorn, the oak naturally emerges from within it. And that the same principle is true for all of us, that there is a seed of infinite potential planted in the soil of our soul. And when we surrender to that soil, to that soul, to that perfect idea within us, when we let go and let this divine impulse take over our life, the conditions start to become the right and the ripe conditions for our destiny of greatness to emerge in our life. And that's really the law of emergence. The law of emergence is that you've already got it all, that the whole thing is within you, the kingdom of heaven is within you, the nirvanic realm, the perfect pattern, whatever word or term you want to use, is already in you. The wealth, the health, the love, the abundance, the power. And our work is not so much to go out and make it happen, but to turn within and make it welcome.
I love that, and so we are not, it's inside of us, right, Derek? I think so many people are going outside, so that seed, that concept, the wealth, the abundance, the happiness is inside of us just waiting to be emerged as we awaken to it.
Yes, and the key is, you know, even with the law of attraction, which obviously you know very much about, which is a real law, one of the reasons why people have had a lot of struggle and frustration around the law of attraction is the fundamental misunderstanding that there really isn't attraction or cause and effect in ultimate truth. Even in quantum physics, we know that now. We know that cause and effect and attraction is what's called relative. It's not absolute, it's relative. And so there is a law that attracts things to you, but when you think that you don't already have it, when you think that you're lacking something and then you try to attract it, that's where you get into trouble. And that's where I've seen people where, you know, you might even manifest a bigger paycheck, but you end up being broke at a higher income bracket. Mm-hmm. Or you manifest a better relationship, but you end up in the same argument. Or you manifest a better job, but you end up with the same jerky boss somehow just wearing a different costume. And you manifest a new house, but you're even less at home. So that's the what I call the unattractive side of the law of attraction. But when you do attraction work in the context of emergence, now you start to experience magic. Because you realize that the law of attraction operates on the material level, but you have to operate it from the soul level. You have to operate it from the emergence level. And this is why Jesus said, you know, one of the great masters said, when you pray, pray believing that you already have it, that you may receive it. And that wasn't a metaphysical trick. That was a mystical truth, that you do already have it. He also said the kingdom of heaven was within you. And Buddha said nirvana was within you. And Lao Tzu said the Tao was within you. They all are teaching the same basic truth principle. But so whenever you want to attract more into your life, you have to remember that what's really happening is more of you is emerging, but it actually appears in the world like attraction. Huh. But when we judge by the appearances, we get lost. So it's important to understand that everything that you want to get in your life, you've already got it. And the way to make it come into your life is that to understand that life doesn't happen to you. It happens through you. You're the opening through which all of infinity pours into expression. And in fact, the real root meaning of the word human comes from a Sanskrit term that means the dispenser of divine gifts. That's what we are. We are that place, that opening, that instrument through which the divine gifts of heaven, of the universe, get to pour forth and be dispensed on earth. Gifts of love, abundance, wealth, happiness, joy, companionship. We're literally bringing all of that with us to begin to release it and express it in this world. And the more we're willing to let it radiate and express through us, the more we will experience it coming to us. But we'll know that it's actually coming from us, even though it will look in the world like stuff's happening to us and coming to us. We won't be fooled by that anymore when we understand our true nature as a state of consciousness, as a spiritual being. We'll know that we're actually the source of it all. And that's what emergence teaches you. Emergence gets you off of the treadmill of the hamster mill of thinking that you're at the whim of life and at the whim of conditions and that you're at the effect. And it teaches you that your cause, that your source, that you are connected directly to the source of everything. And then you realize that ultimately whatever's missing is what you're not giving, what you're not allowing. And emergence puts you back in that driver's seat, so to speak, and allows you to begin to activate and circulate and radiate and unleash your power and your abundance, regardless of where you've been, regardless of the conditions you're currently in, regardless of what the world says you can or can't do or be. Emergence shows you how none of that is a power over your life anymore.
You know, when I hear you talk, you know, when I read your book, it makes me just want to say hallelujah or something, or thank you, God, or thank you, because this is what people are really looking for. You know, when it says the kingdom of God is on the inside of us, I've always known it is not the will of people to struggle. And, you know, the way you describe emergence, it's so powerful. And it's just amazing. So, Derek, we're going to try to just hit on a couple of points. Emergent, 7 steps for radical life change. So let's start with see the complete vision. What does that mean?
Yeah, so the emergence, so there's the law of emergence. That's a universal principle that I didn't make up. I just named it and codified it. It is what the great masters taught. It's what's called a master teaching or a master principle, because it's what all the great masters taught in their own language, in their own way. So the law of emergence simply states that you've already got it all within you, and when the conditions are right, it will naturally emerge through you. And then the process for practicing emergence is called emergeneering, or engineering the emergence of your life, or any area of it, because the emergence model can be applied, and the emergeneering practice can be applied literally to any of the major life structures, such as health, wealth, work, relationships, spirituality, personal development. It can also be applied to your life in general. So it's important to know it's a framework that you can apply. You can even apply it to a business, to a project, to a relationship, because it's a structure that is fundamental to how life unfolds and emerges. So there's 7 core stages to the process of emergence. And the first one, and of course I go through this very in depth and very step by step in my book, and I'm going to tell everybody how they can also get some free in-depth training from me to walk them through this so they can really begin applying it in their life at the end of this show. But basically, the first step, which is see the completed vision, this is all about you, in order for you to become congruent, to become connected to what it is that's trying to unfold in your life, you have to know what it is. You have to know what is the vision for your life or for some area that you're working on. And that might seem to some people like, well, of course, but believe it or not, the average person, many people do not know where they're going, and they do not know what's really trying to express through them. And as the saying goes, if you don't know where you're going, every road will take you there. In other words, you'll be lost. So, or if you don't know where you're going, every road will get you lost. So it's really important, and in Proverbs it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say where there is no vision, the people have a bad day. You know, it says where there is no vision, the people perish. And so it's so critical. In the Gospel of Thomas, it says, if you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will destroy you. So there's a vision within you. There's a vision for your life. There's a vision for your work. There's a vision that's trying to emerge. It's knocking at the door of your heart and soul. And in stage one, we tap into that. And there's a lot of ways that I walk you through that process, but it's the number one most important step that most people don't do. And because if without that first step, you can't move to the rest of the steps, because step two is create the congruent conditions. Well, it's like, for example, if you don't have a seed, you can't cultivate the soil. What are you going to cultivate it for? So the vision is the seed. And when you put the seed in the soil, you have to now create the congruent conditions. You have to cultivate the soil in a way that matches that unique seed pattern. So you first have to know what is the seed. Now, that doesn't mean you have to know all the details. You don't have to know exactly where you're going and exactly who you're going to be with and what you're going to do. But there are clues to your vision shouting all around you. And the first and most important clue is your deepest heart's desire. So that deep burning desire of your heart, and for many of you, you maybe aren't even aware of it because you've kind of pushed it down over the years and it's kind of gotten covered over by the dust and the grit of the journey because you've gotten hurt and you've been told it's not possible, and over time it feels like that's true. But there's a burning desire in there. And that desire from the emergence model, we understand that desire actually comes from a root that means of the sire or of the father or of the creative principle. Another root for it is from the heavens. So that burning desire you have is not a clue of what's outside of you that you have to go get. It's actually a sign of what's inside of you trying to get out, that you are pregnant with the next stage of your life. And that desire is like the baby kicking in your womb, saying, I'm in here, let me out. And so when a woman realizes she's pregnant, wouldn't it be kind of crazy if she started to go out and try to get a baby?
It would.
Right? But that's what we do. When we have a burning desire, the first thing we start to do is, how can I go get that? And that's actually starts to set us off track. But what does the pregnant woman do? She goes, okay, I'm pregnant with this child. Let me now start really understanding what this child is. What do I need to do to feed this child, to nourish this child so it grows strong in me? And then she begins to prepare so she's preparing her inside, and she's also preparing the outside for the coming of that child to make it welcome. And she's doing a lot of things. She might be visualizing, praying, imagining what it's going to be like. She's preparing the nursery. She's feeding herself, doing exercises, all of these wonderful activities, but she's not doing any of it to make a baby happen. She's doing all of it to make the baby that's already here welcome, to make it strong and welcome. And so when we're doing all these different strategies and tools in stage two, once we know what is trying to emerge in us based on our burning desire, in stage two now, we can use visualization to imagine what it will be like to live in that reality. So we can activate those feelings and we can rehearse who we'll be, just like a mother would. We can also prepare our home and our environment to be a match for that vision. Let's say it's a vision of abundance or it's a vision of being with our soulmate. We can create an environment that's conducive to that. We can start to talk as if it's true. We can start to walk as if it's true. We can start to create our bed and create a space in our dresser and a parking space in our garage and do all these things to create the space for this mate to come into our life. But again, we're not doing it to make it happen. We're doing it because we're pregnant with that, and we're making it welcome. So in the emergence model, we can use a lot of these tools, but now we're using them in the proper context. We're using them to become a mental, emotional, vibrational, and physical match for that which we already are in truth, for that which is trying to emerge in us. And when that begins to happen, it's like turning the combination on a safe, and all of a sudden the cosmic tumbler clicks into place, the door of our dreams opens, and out comes everything that we need. So,
I love that.
So that's what we're doing. But it's not a mere semantics, you know, because everything is ultimately about an activity of our mind and our consciousness. When you do it from the standpoint of, I already have it, I already am it, it's already happening. That's the whole ball game. And that's why it says in the Bible, to he who has, more shall be given. But to he who has not, even that which he has will be taken away. that's bespeaking of a state of consciousness. So when we're doing all these things to try to like struggle and strive and attract and achieve and make stuff happen in the world from a consciousness of, I don't have it, it's not happening, I'm not there yet, something's missing. We are in that state of consciousness of he or she who has not. And to them, even that which they have will be taken away. Wow. Why? Because you get it? Because you get to experience your state of consciousness. And that's why I said, even if you manage to manifest a bigger paycheck, from that state, you will end up being broke at a higher income bracket. And for many of you, you know what I'm talking about. And that's actually the best case scenario. For many of you, you've been struggling to make your life better from a consciousness of believing something's broken or wrong or lacking or missing, and you've actually exacerbated your problems. You're more frustrated. You're more stuck. You're more in pain. You're more broke. And that's because the state of mind in which you've been trying to grow your life has been from this place of, I don't have it. I'm not it. And so you've been trying to fix and improve a self that, like I said before, is really just a fantasy. It doesn't exist. And your real self, all along, the real self is sitting there saying, here I am, knocking at the door of your heart and soul, kicking in your womb, ready to come out and play. But you're, meanwhile, off looking somewhere else, trying to get it. And all along, it's been here right within you.
Wow, so powerful. And Derek, I don't know if we will have time to go through all seven, and you guys will have to get the book. I mean, it's so awesome. He sent me a complimentary copy, and I've just been devouring your book. So, Derek, we know stage three is create the quantum plan, but I want to go to four really quickly. Give what appears missing. What does that mean?
So this is one of the most important revelations, you know, that I ever had that radically changed my life and so many of the lives that I've worked with. And it's what we've been talking about. It's what I call the great reversal. Mm. We've been conditioned to believe that we show up here as empty vessels, empty shells. It's like the acorn. Imagine if an acorn was empty and it had to go out and, you know, build an oak tree. But it's not empty. It comes with everything it needs. And so the same is true for us, that we are a complete self-contained universe in miniature. And we are, you know, when it says made in the image and likeness of God in the Bible, it's talking about we carry and contain the same capacities and substance of the divine itself. We are like a branch on a tree of life. That branch bears witness to the infinite life that's flowing through the tree. And it gives up great fruits and leaves and blossoms, but the branch of itself isn't the source. That which it is a part of is the source, but the branch gets to bear witness to that and gets to show forth the fruit of that. So, but the fruit doesn't come to the branch, it has to come through the branch. Mm-hmm. And so when we begin to understand that we are like a branch connected to the tree of life, we are like a ray connected to the one sun, that everything has to come through us. If you want more to come into your life, you must let more life come out of you. Whatever you're waiting for, you're actually waiting with, and you're waiting it down, because you are the divine power plant. And a power plant doesn't receive energy, it generates it. And it's just one of the most profound principles of truth, that everything is within you, that there's never a lack of resources. There's only a lack of resourcefulness. And if you look at the word resourceful, it means to be full of source again. And so when you become resourceful, you are reconnecting to source within you and becoming filled up with the source of your life again. Mm. And as a result of being resourceful, full of source again, you are able to manifest and express talents, abilities, capacities, power, abundance that wasn't there before. So you're literally able to manifest and create out of seeming nothing. That's how powerful we are. That behold, I make all things new. The years the locusts have eaten are restored unto you. Where there was no way, a way appears. Be- because you are the source of that. And so in this stage, you begin to reverse where you've been making someone and something outside of you your source of safety, security, supply, or support. And you realize that the divine within you, the source within you, that is the source of everything in your life. And then people and situations will show up, but they won't be your source. They'll merely be a channel of your good. You'll know it's not coming from them. It's coming through them, but it's coming from you, from your consciousness, from your soul, from the source within you.
Derek, I'm listening to you, and I told you before the recording that I think I've listened to everything on YouTube that's on there that you've done. And I normally listen to you when I'm walking because it's really, I'm not going to say it's easy, but I believe that it is the answer to so many prayers that people are really searching for and really striving for. And then another stage, Derek, is act as if you're it.
What does that mean? Yeah. And by the way, we're getting into the conceptual aspects of these things, but in the book and in the videos and all that, I will walk you through very specific practical strategies so that you can apply this in the real world. But right now, we're just sort of breaking it down so you all can understand the framework of it. So stage five, act as if, this really puts the understanding of action in the right context, because so often we're taking action again in order to make stuff happen. And we're in a place of force. We're trying to force life, control life, manipulate life. And when you understand that you've already got it all, then you understand that action is like what I call a moving affirmation. Action is affirmation in work clothes. So, because what happens is a lot of people will do this inner work. You know, they'll have a vision of wanting to be more abundant, let's say, more wealthy. And then they'll even start to do the inner work to feel abundant, to feel wealthy. And they'll even, you know, they'll have a vision for all that. They'll do a lot of great inner work, praying and affirming and vision boards and all this great stuff. But when it really comes down to then starting to walk the talk and talk the walk, they bump into their thresholds. And, you know, for example, they're at the grocery store and they really want to get organic produce, but it's an extra dollar a pound or something. And they're just like, I just can't afford it. And in that moment, they have just thwarted their inner work because they are acting in a way that's out of integrity with their inner prayer work, with their inner vibration. And this is the meaning of faith without works is dead. So when you're doing all this prayer work, I'm abundant, I'm abundant, I'm abundant, and then you go and you're having a conversation with someone, and they're like, oh, this economy is so bad, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, yeah, I know, it's so hard. You've just fallen out of faith. You've just, for lack of a better word, it's a little bit harsh, but in that moment, what you were pregnant with suffers a stillbirth because you have stepped out of integrity, out of congruence with your inner work. And so most people don't understand how important it is, and it's why it's one of the most difficult parts of it, that you must have action that includes your conversation that is congruent with your vision. Now, that doesn't mean that if your vision is to be a millionaire, you go out tomorrow and take out a loan for $1 million or buy a $1 million house. That's not what I'm talking about. You don't have to walk on water, but you do have to start asking sincerely, if I really believed in my vision, if I really believed life was supporting me, if I really believed these truth principles that I've been studying for so long or that I've been praying and affirming, what would I do? Who would I go be with? What would I say if I believed this? And that will start to give you some steps. And it might be just buying that organic produce, which might be a little uncomfortable. It should be a little uncomfortable, you know, you want to stretch a little bit, but you don't want to go so far that you pull a muscle. But it might be uncomfortable. You know, I talk about the stories often where I had to invest in my own growth of my business. And I remember at the time where I needed to do it, the idea, I didn't think I could even afford my rent. But I knew that I had to do it. I knew it was inside of me. It was a yes inside of me, but it was bumping up against all this fear. But I've been doing all this prayer work and all this work to believe in myself and my vision, but I wasn't pulling the trigger. I wasn't taking the action that was congruent with my vision. And I remember one of my practitioners and mentors saying, if you really believed all this stuff, what would you do? And I had to admit that I would do it if I really believed it. And he says, okay, so if you don't do it, you're out of integrity. You're out of alignment with your own prayer, and you will stay stuck, and you will stagnate, and you will suffer. And that's what it means if you are a house divided. A house divided cannot stand. You cannot serve two masters. You can't be praying and affirming out of one side of your mouth, serving truth, serving God, serving love, serving abundance, and then go over here and serve fear and lack and limitation. You are a house divided, and it will fall. And so you have to be serving one. And it's not easy, but this is why this is a great secret. And so in this stage, I really teach you how to make your actions increasingly congruent with your vision, with your highest ideal, and how to take those baby steps so that you start to become strong. You start to build that strong inner structure that can hold the weight of the vision and the mission that is trying to unfold. So it's powerful. And I felt when people get this stage, a lot of the stuff that wasn't working in their life, where they were feeling stuck, it starts to open up the door and the floodgates, and all kinds of opportunities start to unfold when they understand this step.
You know, I can see that. And, you know, we've just, it's just the tip of the iceberg that we've been able to cover. So, Derek, I know you're going to be having a big launch coming up. Tell our listeners, how can they reach you? What is the contact information? What are you going to have available for them?
Yeah, so my book, Emergence, 7 Steps for Radical Life Change, it's coming, it's hitting the shelves January 6th. You can pre-order it now. Just go to Amazon and you can pick it up. And it's going to be hitting the streets January 6th. And we're doing a lot of really special stuff to celebrate it. So even if you buy it now, you can still partake in that. And I'm also going to be giving a free in-depth video training series on Emergence that will be the only time that I've given this away. And you're going to get that as a free gift. And to get that, you can go to Emergence Training. That's E-M as in Mary, E-R-G-E-N as in Nancy, C-E, and the word training, TRAINING.com, EmergenceTraining.com. Now, if you jump there right now, it might not be available, because remember, this is all hitting the streets in January, but you can certainly try it out, and if it lets you register, great, and then you'll be on the list to get the free training. If for some reason you can't get in there, then you can go to Law of Emergence, L-A-W, of Emergence.com, and get the Foundational Law of Emergence course. And so that way you'll also be on the list. And then when we launch the Emergence, your program and book and all that, we'll let you know. And then once the book comes out, if you buy the book, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of other special stuff. About almost $2,000 worth of other programs that support your emergence. So we're really making a big deal out of this. This is my most important work, and I really believe it's the next stage of our evolution. And again, I didn't make it up. This is a master teaching, a perennial teaching, but I have created a system that makes it simple and clear and easy to follow. And by the results that people have gotten around the world, it's clear that it's working. People who have been on the verge of bankruptcy, lost their houses, you name it, and they've gained, you know, my students have made millions of dollars, they've gotten new homes, new relationships, healed their bodies, all kinds of amazing things have come as they've activated the emergence principle in their life.
And, you know, because I believe in you, Derek, I think I might have said this maybe 3 or 4 times on air, I will send all of the listeners a reminder about the launch of your book in January. I'll even mention it on the show so that they will be able to come to your website and really get the information, because I believe that this book will really help to set you free.
Yes.
No doubt about it. So in closing, Derek, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, what would you like to say to people all over the world today?
Well, if you get nothing else out of this conversation, I want you to really know that what I'm saying is not an opinion. It's a principle. It's not personal. It's a principle. It's not about luck. It's about law. And it's the truth. It's the greatest perennial truth, and that's that you already have everything you could ever need to be all that you were created to be within you. And there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. You're not damaged. You are a whole, perfect, infinite expression of love and of life, here to do amazing things and make an amazing contribution. This is the truth about you that I know with absolute certainty. And I invite you to begin to know that about yourself. Whether you take this emergence journey with me or not, please begin to contemplate that truth and ask, if that was true about me, how might I show up in my life today?
Wow,
and just
so
know that
beautiful.
I love... Just know that I love and appreciate you, and I look forward to connecting with you in a more personal way in the near future. And you can also go to DerekRydell.com to get other free tools as well.
Thank you, Derek Rydell. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. I just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you. And, of course, you can visit my website, FulfillingYourPurpose.com. If you want to shoot me a quick email, my email is Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com. And as I say every week, remember this: I love you, God loves you, and the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com or send Constance an email at Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com.